Bonjour, Steve. Good morning, dear listeners. The second preparatory meeting ahead of two Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers to pit the indomitable Lions of Cameroon against the Harambee Stars of Kenya will take place at 10 a.m. today at the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education. Cameroon and Kenya will clash at 5 p.m. in Yaoundé this Friday in a Day 3 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier in Group J before travelling to meet again in Kampala, Uganda in a Day 4 duel. In the meantime, the indomitable Lions of Cameroon under coach Mark Brice are expected to hold two training sessions today at the military stadium in Yaoundé, this morning in Canberra, and at 5 p.m. that will be open to the press and public. So far, 20 players among 24 called to come by Belgian-born tactician are already in the indomitable Lions den. The rest, including Jean-Charles Castelletto, who was summoned to replace injured Olivier Ncham, are expected to join the group today. Four Cameroonian handball clubs have intensified preparations ahead of the 45th edition of the African Clubs Championship to take place in Morocco as from the 10th of this month. Fondation André Zico and Fab of Yaoundé will represent Cameroon in the women's category, while Fab and Friendship, still from Yaoundé, will compete in the men's category. The four clubs are expected to jet out of the country latest this Wednesday for Morocco, less than 24 hours to that competition. The second edition of the Cameroon Professional Scrabble Association Championship has kicked off in Kribi, Ocean Division of the South Region. Hinged on the theme, the Championship of Millionaires, the competition has brought together some 32 athletes from five African countries who will be vying for honours in the individual and team sports at the final scheduled for the 11th of October 2024 in Kribi. And away from home, Netherlands legend Johan Neeskens has died at the age of 73. The Dutch football announced his death after an illness. The former midfielder was part of the Ajax and Netherlands team, credited with the creation of a total football in the 1970s. Neeskens was capped 49 times for the Dutch and was part of the team's that finished runners-up at the 1974 and 1978 World Cups. At Ajax, he helped them win the European Cup three times and their domestic league twice. Neeskens also spent five seasons at the Spanish giants, Barcelona, winning the Copa del Rey and European Cup Winners' Cup with them. And that puts a cap on this news bulletin. With me, Ben Collins, Nyebedwa. Back to you, Steve.
Merci, Ben. Et on repart en musique avec...